Hey guys, Andy here. You're in for a real doozy of a podcast. My ass went off. Bro, we cover a lot of stuff. Aliens, how the boomers fucked over millennials, religion, what the fuck's out there? But either way, I'm mainly recording this intro. We're on Rumble. Rumble's not going to be the main app, but who knows? Something could happen. I could talk about a thing that I didn't realize was not... You're not allowed to talk about that week on YouTube, and we could lose the channel. I'm not saying it's gonna definitely happen, but you guys know what we talk about on here. There's a possibility. So as an insurance policy, I made a Rumble. You can go link for it down below. But regardless, let's get to the fucking episode. This is episode number 5, Those Who Clap on Cheeks. Enjoy. What is good? What is good? Welcome to a brand new episode of No More Heroes. I'm your host, Andy Malafrina. We got a great episode. I got a lot of stuff to talk about. Dude, I'm fucking pumped. No, I'm actually a little bit out of... You know what it is? You know what it is? It's my day off today. I took a day off and then I was real excited to have a day off and then I pushed everything back. Dude, because it's like... Here's the sad reality of life. You grow up and you go, okay, I was like that in high school, but I'm an adult now and I'm going to be better than that. And then you realize you're like, nope, you just grow up and become a more adult and responsible version of who you were in high school. But I don't feel like you get too far away from, you know, because I feel like you solidify who you are pretty early. Like, I want to say by, like, 9th grade, you have the core components of who you are. I've been trying to figure out a joke about this, but it's a little, I feel like it's a little labor-intensive on figuring out the joke. But the main premise is basically, like, you know, about 5 traumatic things happen during your childhood and determine what gets you upset and how you are for the rest of your life. I stumbled through that, but you guys get the premise. But it's, like, annoying. Like I get I know for me, I'll get anxious sometimes about being late to something because, you know, one time I got lost on the beach, but it was like, you have one bad day. And now that determines the level of weirdness you are throughout the rest of, it's like annoying. Like that's honestly the frustrating part of getting older. Like all this stuff you find out. It's not like, I don't know, maybe I'm a little privileged in the fact that I grew up in a sort of like, I don't know what I was, like middle, upper middle class. Just, you know, that basic suburban shit. Not rich, not poor, you know, that kind of shit. Like right in the fucking middle, cruising speed, cruising altitude, basically. And you know, I don't know, maybe it was the Disney Channelification of our childhoods, or maybe it was people in my age range, y'all had like boomer parents. So they were like, yeah, dude, you just go to fucking work. You know, they don't know that we got taken off the gold standard in 1974 and that was just a slow decline. And they're not really aware of the rise of the military industrial complex and all this other stuff. They're just like, nah, dude, you go to work and you put in your 8, you get some overtime, you know. You big up Jesus and you have a good fucking time and everything's pretty chill. And we were like, okay. And then, you know, all that stuff, you know, it was essential, the continuous process of kicking the can down the road. The can's slowly starting to blow up in our faces now. So, you know, what applied back then is not necessarily fucking vibing out right now. And why did I even get into this? No, it's, yes. Oh, so that's whatever the fuck it was. You know, I guess based off how I grew up, you know, it's like you're presented, because in one angle, you're presented all this shit from like an advertising standpoint, because advertising has to be like, yo, if you drink this Powerade, your cock will get bigger. You know what I mean? Like every commercial has to be like, if you buy this Hyundai Sonata, If you buy this pre-owned Hyundai Sonata, that hole in your chest will get filled. Your dad will call you back. Like, every commercial is like that. And it's just like, dude, everything has to sell you on this shit is fucking vibes, because nothing works anymore. So it just has to sell you on, yo, this shit is pure vibes. You'll be pure vibes. I know life is a constant struggle of feeling okay, but this will finally make you feel okay. They just sell you this fucking annoying-ass false hope. And I think, you know, I go back and forth. I really hope, you know, I think I've talked about it before on here. There are certain occurrences in my life that don't feel accidental. Like, my life feels like, you know, it'll take too long to get into it. But you ever just have things happen to you where you're like, it feels like there's someone guiding this shit. You know, so I'm inclined to believe there's a bigger power than I, sort of running this shit and doing all that. I'm not so, you know, I just finished Doctor Strange. I got the message of the movie. Did you guys watch Doctor Strange? It's basically don't be self-centered, you little prick. And then you can fucking fix your hands and do these circles and then teleport to Hong Kong to realize the fucking building's blowing up. Spoiler alerts. But no, like, the message of Doctor Strange was, you know, stop being so self-centered, you fucking egotistical prick. And that one hit me in the feels. I've been vibing through these Marvel movies, and I think I can relate to a lot of them, because, like, each character, Stan Lee was the man. I got to give him props. Stan Lee was the man for formulating these characters, and I'm sure that, well, actually, it was the, whatever. I think it was Stan Lee, so it was Stan Lee. But, like, dude, he formulates these characters in a way that you can just fuck, you know, obviously the movies are geared towards a broad audience, so they're pretty base level and straightforward, but they're really cool looking and they have fun action scenes. So I vibe the hell out. Eat my ass, Scorsese. I mean, I like your movies too, but yo, fucking Marvel movies are vibes, Scorsese. I don't give a fuck what you and your fucking 3 foot high tall eyebrows have to say about them. But no, there's just like something there for fucking everyone about that shit. But no, bringing it back to my original point, I do have these moments where I'm like, it feels like someone's guiding me and I need to respect that person. You know what I mean? If there's someone up there and they're sort of guiding you and it's like you're running your life through this way where, because I always have these moments where I feel like I get something done. I feel like I solve a problem I've been trying to solve, and then a door, like another door opens for me. Like, it happened one time. I remember I had a problem going on in my head, and you know, and it was one of those problems you avoid. It was one of those problems where you avoid where, because it's you don't want to admit the reality because you realized you were the fucking loser in that instance, whatever the instance may be. And I was like working it over in my head, and I finally was mature and accepted that I was the fucking loser and I was the bad person in that moment. And I swear, dude, like clockwork, fucking my phone rings and it's Robbie, the Firebirdstein. And he's like, yo, Andy, you trying to do these shows with me down south? And I was like, dude, that didn't feel accidental. That felt on purpose. You know what I mean? It was like whoever got assigned to me and was like, you know, because there is, yo, let's get fucking weird out of the gate. I got some news stories, but let's get a little bit weird on some things I've been pondering. Because there is, you know, I think like the whole influx of aliens. Oh, basically the point I was trying to get is there's part of me that thinks there's someone guiding this shit. But then there's another part of me that's like, is this just the most purest form of evolution? Because evolution a lot of times feels like you're just throwing a bunch of shit at the wall. And it's just like, go, 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 go. Kind of how they talked about how Russia approaches war, where they just throw fucking bodies at it, and after a certain point, they get a little bit of headway. I was reading that somewhere. That's apparently Russia's traditional style in doing war, is they're just like, just throw bodies at it. And that's how fucking evolution works. You just have a certain thing, you're like, just throw bodies at it, and over time it slowly adjusts. So I go back and forth thinking that there's some like divine being guiding me, and then I'm just like, am I just part of the people getting thrown at the fucking wall? It's like, I don't know, dude. And I guess that's the big fucking question. But I think, you know, I'm probably more inclined to think that there's a divine being guiding me, because that's way less depressing than the other one. Because it's like I was saying before, I came up in the suburbs at cruising speed, and, you know, because that's pretty mellow and that's pretty low key. And, you know, you're more attracted to, it's why I was really into NWA back in the day, like getting really into gangster rap and shit like that. People always ask, why do white people from the suburbs like gangster rap? Because it's like 1,000% more exciting than anything we've ever seen. You know what I mean? Like you guys selling crack and throwing your guns up is way cooler than watching my friends do heroin. Which, to keep it a buck, I've had plenty of friends who do heroin. I've never actually seen my friends do heroin. It was just a funny thing to say right there. But for real, I'll change it to something I have seen. It's way more fun than watching my friends do pills or E or anything. You know what I mean? It's like gangster rap's way cooler to watch. That's why I always got confused. They're like, why do white kids like all that shit? You're like, because it's fucking cool. You know, people like cool shit, dude. But we're throwing around a lot of things, but I'm keeping them in order. But yeah, there is the part of me where you start noticing, you start looking around, and that's what actually bummed me out when I started looking more into like who's really running this shit. And then you start to realize there's a bunch of, you know, it's not certain the level of control they truly have over us and stuff like that. You know, it's not like the elites up high, the globalists, whatever you want to call them, can just snap their fingers like fucking Thanos. Marvel shout out, let's go. But it's not like they can just snap their fingers like fucking Thanos and just everything moves that way. You have to socially engineer it and stuff like that. But, you know, just to realize, like, obviously, you know, or I guess the one part that's frustrating is on the sad, it's like the more you start to learn you don't control this shit. And I don't say that to bum you guys out. I say that to go, you know, I'm always trying to light this fire under your fucking tuchus. So get that fire lit under that cute little butt of yours and, you know, start, I don't know. Like I always say, go on Twitter, just undermine people and power structures. That's the best. People like me and people like you who are in this, you know, hopefully over time I get more influence and I can have, you know, hopefully when I say, hey, that shit's fucking dumb and gay, it has more of a, you know, it could have more of an impact in the future. But right now, I think the best we could do is as a collective, just undermine power structures, but like, you know, just by being a silly goose, you know what I mean? Like shit post. It's funny. Like I literally looking at shit posting and stuff like that, I used to roll my eyes and I go, it's actually way more useful. Cause dude, something as simple as now I'm no expert on Bill Gates, but I get the vibe that Bill Gates is sus as fuck, to put it in simple terms. He's not telling us the whole story. You don't hang out with Epstein. You don't hang out with Epstein a couple times after you know he got convicted of pedophilia and sex trafficking or whatever the original fucking shit was with Epstein. But it was definitely pedophilia. You don't hang out with him multiple times after you find out about that because you're a chill dude. But like at the same time, you know, people always go like, do something about it. Well, we've learned enough. No one's, what's the phrase I always use? No one's out there to fucking save you. No one's out there to fucking save you. So you got to figure out how to save yourself. And if you're trying to undermine, you know, globalists and power structures, the best way to do that is to just get it out there that Bill Gates is lame as fuck. Bill Gates, he sells shitty products. He makes shitty, you know, all that shit. Now, I don't know how bad his computers are actually, but he's, you know, he's constantly talking to you. You know, because, like, you could do a whole seminar on why, you know, doing this and doing that, Bill Gates is evil. But there's a certain type of person, I'm partially included in that, where, like, I'm going to hear those seminars. Like, don't get me wrong. I've sat through some boring-ass seminars, but it's like some shit I'm interested in. And a lot of times when you go down the science topic, I don't know what the fuck's going on half the time, so I lose track of what the fuck you're saying. But, like, you know, something with Bill Gates, you know, you could do a whole fucking seminar about why he's actually evil and all this and that, or you could go down the route of like, yo, this motherfucker's telling you trying to eat and he has tits. And then someone goes like, come on. You're like, no, you aren't allowed to tell people what they're supposed to eat if you have tits and you're a billionaire. You know what I'm saying? So like, either, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, that seems like a fair point. I know I'm saying it kind of like a retard, but it's a very fair point. You can't talk to people and tell them what they're supposed to eat if you're a dude and you have tits. Now, if you're trans and you bought those tits, let me see them. I want to jerk off to them. But if you're Bill Gates and you're making fucking computer chips and fake burgers out of soy and all this other bullshit, and you're in the lab, you know, you have 17 scientists figuring out how to make a burger, bleed and look juicy like a regular burger, you're not allowed to tell me what's good for me. If you're a fella and you're not a trans fella, if you're a fella and you have fucking tits, you know, and it's like, you know, sometimes doing shit like that, that's what put the chink in Kanye's armor. That's what started the slow downfall of Kanye, is the whole gay fish thing. Cause we were all, you know, he did the whole fucking Beyonce had a better video than Taylor Swift, all that shit. He did a couple things. But the real nail in the coffin, it's like this, you just need this little light to go off in people's head. It's like the real nail in the coffin on Kanye was South Park. It was South Park calling him a gay fish. And then people were like, yeah, you know what? He is kind of fucking crazy. Like, don't get me wrong. I love Kanye's music. I don't get swept up as most people. I think it's because I miss the train. And I think that, like, his music's a real emotional thing for a lot of people. I know, what was it? Holy Grail, that was a big album for me. I remember I got that when it came out and I listened to the hell out of it. But generally speaking, Kanye does, I don't dislike Kanye at all. I think he's very talented, but his music, it's that thing where you like, you see what he does to people. And I've never had, except with a couple songs on Holy Grail, I've never had that with Kanye. I've always, although Life of Pablo I thought was really good. Actually, no. What's the one song with Future? Father, Stretch My Hands or whatever, like, or Stretch Your Hands, whatever it was. That one definitely fucked me up. That one definitely hit me in a big, bad way. But, I got off on the... Oh, I was talking about... Yeah. It's funny because life honestly sometimes comes off... If you're kind of looking at that, that's why atheism sucks ass so much. You almost want to fucking instill that there's some God out there for people to try to live up to. Because if, like, you really believe in your heart that, like, atheism is, it's like there's nothing out there, it's so fucking boring. That's the real bummer about this shit, about, like, the modern age and a lot of people's mindsets, is that's why people feel lost. Is because you, like, one, you've instilled in everyone's heads that they shouldn't have kids. And two, you've instilled that there's nothing bigger than them. You know what I mean? Or the only thing bigger than them is their government. And then that, you know, that turns into fucking socialism. And we've talked about before, that's how you end up hungry and then dead. That's how you end up hungry and dead. And we don't want any of that. I know none of y'all want any of that. We don't want any of that around here. So either you become obsessed with the government, you know, obsessed with the government in a bad way, because you don't have a God. So, like, because people have this inherent, I've heard people say this before and I agree with it wholeheartedly, people have this, like, inherent urge to worship. You know, that's why I was reading some shit today about Billie Eilish. That's why you see how Billie Eilish fans, while, you know, she's kind of electronic Taylor Swift, let's be real, she's electronic Taylor Swift with big fat hammers. Awesome hammers, Billie. Great, Billie. If you're watching this, great tits. But she's electronic Taylor Swift. Let's just keep it a buck. Although her show, well, no, Taylor Swift's got some catchy shit. But I think I hear Billie Eilish's shit on TikToks more than Taylor Swift's shit. But no, you see how fucking crazy people go over fucking electronic fat-titted Taylor Swift. You see all that kind of, people have this inherent urge to worship. So if you take a God away from them, you know, they'll go, what's the other thing that runs my life? Well, it's the fucking government. And then that's fucking bad news bears, because that basically turns into an abusive relationship where you're expecting them to do something right. And they're like, nah, we're just going to go fuck kids and steal your money. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. We're just going to go fuck some kids and steal your money, dog. But yeah, it's just... And then on top of this is another thing I was thinking about with a bad part about people being obsessed. Like, this is another thing I was thinking about with, like, the government being so big and all this other shit. I'm starting to notice You know, you see it the most with like the gun debate, where people are talking about. Oh, don't let me forget about aliens, because I had a whole thing earlier. I might get back to it. I don't know. But no, you see the thing about like the gun debate, and you just like, you see this like atrophy in people's brains where it's like, you know, you can do something about problems. It's not like we've turned a vast amount of society. I was thinking about it watching, there's that YouTuber, a Boogie, whatever the four numbers are after that. He's this big fat dude who did YouTube for a while, and he's just been like mentally ill and toxic. But in like a way, you're allowed to call him a fucking loser because he's had so many off ramps. And like, it's just like, you, he's a big fat guy who has a bunch of shit in his giant house, and he's bitching about being fat and having no money. And it's like, dude, it's simple. I don't know why my voice just cracked there. But you're like, dude, it's simple. Go for a walk and sell your fucking shit. And I know you guys be like, Andy, it's not that easy. It actually kind of is. Like, I get it. It's a big mental chore. Trust me. Trust me. It took a while to get this beautiful physique. And even in the even my process of getting this beautiful physique was like, I'm not losing weight. I'm just going to lift a bunch of weights and gain muscle. Turn into a boulder, a powerlifting boulder. But yeah, that Boogie guy, not Boogie with a Hoodie, that's a rapper, but that Boogie guy, like, I get it. That sounds like an oversimplification, but no bullshit. Sell your fucking shit. Cause he's got this one part of the documentary where he's sitting there like, yo, I got no fucking money. Where's my, I don't know why I did a Beezer right there, but he's like, yo, dude, I got no fucking money at all, dude. And he's sitting there in front of six arcade machines. And they seem like real arcade machines, even if they're not classic arcade machines. It's a fucking arcade machine. You post on Twitter, hey, this YouTuber, you're like, he's selling his arcade machine. You're going to get a couple grand for it, you fucking jerk off. You know what I mean? So it's like, but back to the original point, when you see people going like, who's gonna solve this gun problem? And you go, it could be you. People go like, well, I mean, let's be serious. And then you see someone like the Boogie guy who's like, who's going to fix my life? It's like, you know, you could do it. And it's actually like, you know, it's a mental battle, but conceptually it's not that, I'll say it's not that complicated. It's very simple. It's not necessarily easy, you know, because you got a lot of trauma to get over, but it's actually not that fucking complicated. It's like when I was in college, this one friend of mine, nice girl, I'm not trying to shit on her. But, like, she would routinely go to a party, meet a dude there, hook up with him immediately, and then go, why is he not calling me back? Which, hey, if that's what you want to do, you know, go have fun. Just don't complain about it. Just don't complain when it's not emotionally fulfilling. But, no, I remember this girl in college, she'd just be like, her main point, though, she wasn't even upset that, like, you know, what am I trying to say? Her main point was like, yo, they're not calling me back. I'm like, yeah, you got to realize what you got to realize the spaces you're fucking moving in. You're talking to dudes. Cause here's what happens. Ladies, I'm gonna give you a little bit of secret. We try to subtly get you to do gross shit right away. And it's your job to, you know, do the gross shit. But like, We may not make it seem like that, but we want you to make it a little hard. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, we want you to bang us. But like, every dude whether they're active or not, they're almost like testing you in a way. So it's like, just wait till the third date at most. You know what I mean? And then that just subtly signals positive vibes. Like, oh, this girl's isn't gonna suck. It's probably not going to cheat on me as likely, you know, stuff like that. It's like, you know how there's like subtle things that don't necessarily, they may not overtly relate, but they relate. Like when you see a girl in like an oversized fox, like if you saw a white girl in like an oversized fox racing hoodie, why is that so hard to say? She has like an oversized fox racing hoodie, ripped jeans, like a rainbow studded belt, and etnies. You're like, oh, she probably does meth. You know, etnies and meth aren't directly related, But if a girl's dressed in that garb and she's wearing etnies, she probably does meth. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go look up etnies and you'll know I'm right. But I got a little sidetracked on that. I apologize. I don't know what I was talking about originally. I got a little bit sidetracked. I know I was talking about, oh, like the atheism shit is a bummer. That's what I was saying before. You know, you got to know what you are. Whatever. We're away from the topic. I definitely do think, I was saying before, you got to sort of, it is an interesting thing trying to figure out how this shit is run. And so, Dan, I apologize. I got super off topic. Give me one second. All right, I just checked. I remember what I was talking about, the boogie guy and people's part of their head that's atrophied. I forget. I'm not live streaming these anymore. I can stop and fucking check and edit them. But yeah, dude, I was going for a good clip, 23 minutes with like going back to most shit. That's solid for Andy. That's solid for actually, I'm not unprepared, Andy. I just, you know, bro, these tangents are fucking popping. But anyway, no, I was talking about the boogie guy, and I was talking about people's responses to, like, if you bring up the gun debate or whatever, where it's like, well, who's gonna fucking do it? And then you bring up, you know, with any of those topics, they go, who's gonna do it? And you can be like, you could do it. And they'll be like, let's be serious. And you're like, no, you can. Because, like, that's the problem. That's like the twofold problem with the democracy and shit like that, is especially with where our democracy has gotten, because the government will be like, yo, don't you fucking worry your pretty little head. We got it. We're going to steal some of your money. But like, we got it. And I got to be perfectly honest. Like, yo, little message to the fucking government. You guys made me this way. You guys made me this way. I was a fucking dopey, suburban college, white college liberal. Just believing my goofy liberal bullshit. And then you guys just were fucking, you know, it just started with a little finger around the ass cheek. It was just a little finger on the ass cheek. Then you fucking popped it in there one time. And I was like, hey, it was one. You know what I mean? You could have been goofing around. You put it in again, and you put it in again, and then you put your whole fucking hand in. Now you're just fucking clapping my cheeks. And I don't like that. So you clap my cheeks into being a libertarian, is what I'm trying to say. And that's the secret to all this shit, is like, the government just needs to calm the fuck down. But where they fucked up, and it's what Rogan realized and why he moved to Texas. It's what a lot of people are realizing, why they were moving out of big cities and stuff like that. They go, yo, I'm paying all this fucking money, and I'm not, to put simply, I'm not getting my fucking money's worth. And it's the same thing with how our society is set up and democracy is set up, because it's basically, because democracy, it's, you know, with the president, with all these different positions, it's like a turnover rate every 4 years. And they basically have to just get to the next 4 years. They don't really need... as long, you know, they don't really need long-term planning of success. They just need to get you to the next 4 years. Cause it's like, oh, you didn't do the thing. Okay, I'm the fuck out of here. And then most people, like, we're doing it with George Bush right now. When, like, in 2016, back then, actually, when Trump was getting elected, people were looking at Bush like, man, it'd really be great to get that guy back again. It's like, dude, did you forget already who Georgie Bush was? Okay. That's crazy. But you know what I mean? So there's no incentive to have long-term success with this structure. And so there's also higher incentive for the government, people in government positions, to lie to you, or in the most generous interpretation, to, you know, fudge the numbers on what they're talking to you about and shit like that. So you end up getting these promises where they're like, yo, we got you. And then when push comes to shove, it's like, they don't got us. But people have been programmed so much that, especially with all the important stuff, you know, with all the important stuff, it's like, well, with healthcare, it's like, well, someone else has that. Because in all honesty, the government says they do. Everything's so overly, every fucking thing now is so overly regulated that even if you wanted to do something about it, I had this idea randomly. I remember when we, with our last cat who was having a lot of health problems, and I was like, you know what would be cool one day is to set up like a nonprofit where you raise a bunch of money and you basically, you encourage people to buy old cats and you cover all their medical expenses. You know, because it's a real bummer. And we actually went through it recently with the new cat we got because, you know, my wife's a goddamn saint. She has this inherent urge to, you know, take care of stuff. And when you go in, you see the older cats, they need more care than the younger cats and stuff. So my wife gets drawn towards those. And I feel it, but I was just like, I was trying to tell her, I was like, babe, maybe down the line, but where we're at right now, like, we can't take on a fucking 10-year-old cat. And he was, this 10-year-old cat was the cutest fucking cat I've ever seen, but it's just like, not right now. And, but that happens all the fucking time. Cause you're basically, you know, you go and get a kitten. Kittens got a lot of upfront costs with shots and stuff if they haven't gotten them. But actually, no, most vets or most places you're going to get a cat have get their shots and stuff taken care of. But generally speaking, a kitten can be a lot of upfront costs. But, you know, once they start to get to like 6 months to a year, you're not really doing it like that anymore. And then it's going to be a couple years, unless some freak occurrence happens, it's going to be a couple years before this cat starts getting expensive. But if you go invest, excuse me. Sorry, I had McDonald's and a bunch of coffee today. My stomach is not agreeing with me. It's just like, yo, we want to sound so gross on mic, Andy. I'm like, please stop. But no, you know what I mean? But you get this older cat and you're immediately doing a heavy investment up top. And so I just had this idea. I was like, it'd be so cool. Like I said before, it'd be so cool. You know, we take care of older cats, older dogs too, if we get there. But it's like, we take care of older cats. You take them to a home so they can have a nice home and fucking vibe out before they have to go. And whenever some medical shit comes up, our group will pay for it, you know, within reason. Don't over abuse. Sorry, I'm getting too into the weeds on how this would actually work. But you get what I'm saying. It's like, generally speaking, we'd cover the medical. And then I was like, let me see. Because, you know, I had this idea like a year or two ago. I'm obviously not starting it right now. But I was like, maybe down the line, something like that could happen. And I just looked up the rules for starting like nonprofit. Dude, it's so expensive. I forget every specific, but it's like, there's a lot of shit you got to go through. And you're like, bro, I literally just want to make a building with older cats and then give them to people. And then if those cats get sick, those people call us and we give them. Like, why is there so much going into this? You know, so that's the twofold is they go, we'll take care of everything. We'll take care of everything. And then, you know, if you call the cops are basically there to either give you tickets or write down what happened for statistics. Like, you know what I mean? You have to hope your crime happens near a cop that isn't on break. That's how you get things. That's how you get things solved by the cops. So they're basically there to give you tickets and then write down what happened. And, you know, that doesn't work. You know, you're constantly, you got to have fucking dominoes actually filling potholes and shit like that. Yeah, I've never driven on every fucking highway around, especially in PA is lousy with this. All the highways are getting worked on. You know what I mean? It's just, you're not, just to put simply, it's like, generally speaking in life, it doesn't feel like you're getting what you're paying for. You know what I mean? It's just too hard to live based off how much you're fucking taking from me. And, you know, and everything you do, someone else, basically what I'm trying to get at is it's atrophied this part of people's brains where they sit there and they actually go like, oh, I could do something for myself. You know, so you're that part of their brain, you know, it's like if you've used to fucking work out a bunch and then you just stop working out for years, your lifts are going to go down. So if you're not, if the option of taking care of something for yourself is not there, that part's going to fucking atrophy. And that's like the sick, sick part of how government works in general is they tell you everything will be okay. And then they don't take care of shit for you. And then you go out there and try to take care of shit. And you start to realize you're like, oh, I was dependent on these assholes, so I don't know how to fucking do anything. It's the same problem I have with like boomers and shit like that. That's the you know, I was thinking about this too. That's what's fucking, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and be like millennials have the hardest. I don't know enough Like, I don't know enough shit to confidently say millennials have it the hardest. I don't even know if that's true. But there is this, like you gotta be honest too. Life has definitely dealt the millennials a pretty tough hand, you know, because, so you got these boomers, and they get to reap the benefits of this super unregulated America, like compared to now. Super unregulated America. Their money was built based off of a gold standard. Like their money was super valuable. Everything was way cheaper compared to now. All this other shit. And then, you know, in the millennial time frame when we're growing up, it's like all these big government programs, all these different things are going into effect and affecting us. And the one I'm thinking of is like student loans, bro. That's a motherfucker. And I'm not even saying like, oh, school's, I'm not even talking about that. Cause even if school was the same price, but they didn't guarantee all these fucking loans, you know, just give a kid who's like, yo, I think I want to do, feminist theory, and the bank's gonna, and the government's gonna back up all those loans, and then, you know, so they're just gonna give this kid $100,000 to go learn a bunch of shit that they're not gonna find a job in and stuff like that. It's like these loans wouldn't be guaranteed, so you'd have these kids who would be bummed in the moment, but long term they'd be in a better place because they weren't saddled with like insane debt. And then you have all this shit where it's like taking, you know, in 71. Go. What's the website? What happened in 1971? In 71, when they take the dollar off the gold standard, and then they start printing up crazy amounts of money constantly all the time, that's gonna drive up inflation, all this other shit. And then, you know, you have fucking Jesus, dude, just so much shit's going on. Healthcare gets crazy expensive. All this shit gets crazy expensive. Hard to do. You know, they're shipping off, you know, back in the day, you could be a dumb motherfucker who could barely speak English and you're making enough money to buy a fucking house, a car, and to take your family on a week-long vacation everywhere or every year. All this shit. You know, you could, that's another, dude, sidebar in this conversation. That's a thing I've been thinking about too, is like what people don't realize about the free market. Like if we had a much freer market, you could be a basic bitch and be chilling. You know what I mean? The thing that sucks ass about the modern day is like you have to either be overly exceptional or be an absolute fucking bitch. Go work a shitty fucking office job where you got to be some dickhead's fucking pussy boy, and you got, and that's how you'll make good money. You know, you can't go out and do a man's job. And if you are doing a man's job, it's got to be like, well, I guess they were ultra dangerous back in the day, but you know, you could have a low skilled job and you're not going to be rich, but you could be chilling. That's my point is you could be chilling. Like if we had sound money and less regulations, you could be a dumb fuck chilling and have most of the shit you want. You know, don't get greedy, but you could have most of the fucking shit you want. You could be happy as a pig and shit, dude. But yeah, so, oh, that's right. But the sick mixture of growing up as a millennial is you have all this shit in your way. And, but like, because, I mean, I guess this is the problem with just chilling. We've talked about it before. You can't just chill. If you just chill for too long, it's going to eventually bite you in the ass and we're going to be not chill. And that's what happened. That's where the boomers fucked up and how the millennials got screwed over, because they were just chilling for too long. Their self-preservation atrophied. They weren't aware of what was actually going on. So they set up all their millennial kids to fucking fail. And they sent them into a basketball game, teach them how to play baseball the whole time. You know, I'm not saying some of the skills don't transfer, but you know, it'd be way better if we were actually playing baseball. Like, you guys were playing baseball and you taught me baseball, but now the game's basketball and I don't fucking know how to play basketball. So that was another thing I was thinking about this week. That's what sucks about being a millennial, is you kind of had to learn this modern age on yourself.
by yourself because your parents grew up in a certain way. And like that's like the thing people don't understand about boomers is they're not trying to be assholes. They're not trying. They end up being kind of dickheads, but like they're telling you what worked for them. And a lot of them don't fully realize like that doesn't work anymore, man. You know what I mean? That doesn't work anymore. The only way to get rich now is to be overly exceptional or figure out a fucking figure out a grift that works the system. And that's no way to build an honest society, dude. Bro, free market, sound money. Get rid of the CIA. Woo, we're vibing. Oh, what was the religion thing I was going to get into? I was going to say earlier, the aliens thing, it got me way more creative on what this thing is. Way more creative, because with the aliens thing, sorry, I had a moment pause where I go, what am I going to title this episode? Have you ever seen me pause for too long in the podcast? Because I'm trying to think of an episode title. I think I might have something in there about millennials, but we'll see. With the aliens topic, I think it's becoming, if they're real, like real, real. You know what I mean? Well, like there's a version of it. It's like where they're real and we're really overhyping. Like there's one version where it's like they're super real, but we're super overhyping their abilities and stuff like that. And then there's like another version where they're real and we can't even fathom the power and strength that they have. You know what I mean? And like that one got me, because in the version of the aliens conversation where like we can't even contemplate their power and strength and all that shit, in that version it's like, oh, they run the world then. They run the world. So in that case, you know, it's like God exists somehow. It's just which one. You know, it might be aliens. It might not be fucking Muslim or Christian God. It might be aliens or something like that. And then I started thinking, like, there's a lot of theories talking about aliens are like fucking, like we're an ant farm. I haven't thought about aliens in a while, but I just thought of this thing I'm about to hit you with. I just thought of it recently, but like, there's a lot of theories where, you know, we're like an ant farm or whatever, or whatever the fuck, like aliens are growing our souls or some shit like that. And that got me thinking, and that got... it got me wondering. I was like, I wonder if like Earth, and let me know if this is already a theory, because this could be a moment where I was like, dude, I got something brilliant for you. And people are like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. People have been theorizing that for fucking ages. I'm like, okay, I'm a dickhead. Cool. Excuse me. What am I trying to say? I was like, what if this is a play? Like, what if this is... like in context, if you ever play Fortnite, you hop in a match, you go in the lobby, you like get ready in the lobby, and then you actually go to the game. I was like, what if this is the lobby? What if we're in the lobby? And like we're getting ready to play the game? Because I was thinking the other scenario, like, I was like, dude, I really, really hope it's not. I really hope the atheists aren't right. Like, I'm not, because I've been, like, some of my friends kind of, one of my buddies is Pat, who I do Drag the Lake with. And he's not mean about it, but he'll always crack jokes because he's like, oh, religious Andy now. And I'm like, nah, I'm not sitting here, like, reading the Bible going, oh, shit, bars. You know what I mean? Oh, fuck. You know, you're like thumbing through, like, ah. But I was like, you know, it's the more I think about shit and the process of elimination, it's part of me goes, there's got to be something more. You know what I mean? There's got to be something more. There's got to be something, you know, because it's like the non-religious explanation isn't as, what am I trying to say? It's not as reassuring. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know enough, but just when they give you the cliff notes, they're like, all right, here's the Big Bang. There was nothing, and then there was a bunch of shit because something blew up. And you're like, How? I remember being younger hearing that, just going like, how do you know that? How? It's like when fucking Neil deGrasse Dickhead's talking about black holes. I'm like, how do you know? Maybe, you know, and I'm sure there's videos explaining that, but just on first time you hear that, you're like, nah, you're too certain about that, dude. You know, so I'm just saying, like, what am I trying to say? I don't know if the Big Bang didn't happen. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying, like, the flip side, people always roll their eyes at religion and stuff like that. And then you go, yeah, but, like, your argument on the flip side is there was nothing, and then boom, and now there's some shit. Like, that's not reassuring either. There's definitely part of me when you look at the atheist stuff. There's definitely part of me, like, when you look at the atheist stuff, you're like, dude, I hope you guys are wrong, because that sucks ass. And then it's just like, why? You know what I mean? Like, why is this? Like, is human society just no one being that? Is just most people not really being that self-aware? Is that just existence since the dawn of time? But then it's like, but, you know, that would make sense if people say we come from animals and stuff. We were, like, vibing out with animals, which, once again, I'm not saying we didn't. I'm just saying, like, I hope the religion shit's real. And at the same time, I've had instances in my life that just, like I was saying with that Robbie, and there's been a bunch of examples where you're like, I've just had enough things happen that I'm like, and they're not like big over the top shit, but I've just had enough things happen in my life, timed out in a certain way that I'm like, not every single one of these is a coincidence. There's too many coincidences. There's too many coincidences. That's what I'm trying to say. It's just too many coincidences in my life. So I'm not, cause like maybe it's, I don't know if it's just the energy of me being depressed by the atheist version of it, or that of like that it can't just be nothing, dude. You know what I mean? It can't just be fucking nothing. Cause like this thing, if you look at the big picture, now I'm not trying to be a fucking bummer. I'm not trying to be all depressed. I'm not trying to sit here and be like, dude, it's so hard being me, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just saying, like, because I have a lot of fun day to day. My wife, she's beautiful. We go to CrossFit. We have a good time there. It's really fun doing that together. We'll watch a movie. We'll drink together. We'll touch each other's butts. We have a good fucking time. I love hanging out with my wife. I get to play fucking fun video games. Like, I'm obsessed with Fortnite. People will be like, oh, actually, this is how these games trick your brain. I don't care. I love playing it. I'm allowing it to trick my brain. I have a fucking blast. Today, I'm going to record Panties in the Mouth. Nate and LaMare are two of the funniest people I know. I get to do a podcast with two of the funniest people every week. We get to drink some beers and fucking say gay and retard and have a bunch of jokes. It's so fun. I do the Drag the Lake with Pat. It's a fucking great time. Best music podcast out there. All that shit. You know, I do a lot of fun shit. I'm not even like famous or nothing. And just I get to do a lot of fun shit. I have fun. You know what I mean? But then I'm saying like, so like day to day, life ain't that bad. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying when you like zoom out and you start to realize like there are these entities that control everything. And, you know, I have control over little things here and there. But in the broad scale of things, if fucking, you know, Joe Biden don't talk to one of those dickheads over there, right? We're all getting bombed. You know, it's like this shit is way more out of your control than you fucking think it is. You know, and then even then, you know, you see all this like weird, goofy shit. Like I had this story from Thomas Massie where they're trying to put these kill switches. They're trying to put, you know, that's why all this electric car shit is bullshit. You shouldn't be fucking for it. You know, don't get me wrong. In the long term, I'm down for sustainable energy. That sounds like a good idea. But the way I'm like, my my whole thing is like the way they're doing it right now is not good. And they're clearly trying to do a push for control over us, because if people don't own shit and everything's electrical, they can turn it off and they can shut it off whenever they want, which Tom Massey's talking about. They're trying to do a build to put these kill switches in fucking all the cars coming out in the next couple years. Or maybe not the next couple years, but down the line and shit like that. They're trying to put kill switches in all these fucking cars. And it's like, yeah, if you're being a bad boy, they can shut your fucking car off. Like, that's what they're trying. And so, but then you look at that kind of shit, and if you walk it back to a certain amount of point, you realize it probably originated at some, like, Bilderberg-ass WEF shit, like one of those fucking meetings. And, you know, oh, you could be sitting there like, oh, you're just saying that, Andy. I bet I'm fucking right. I'm probably right, dude. And if I'm not right about that, there's a bunch of other examples where you see this little goofy shit implemented in your life, and it all stems back to a couple German fucks at a WEF meeting. Not just, not, you know, I'm not going to shit on the Germans. You do have a bad track record of just doing things. You know, you did get fucked over in the Treaty of Versailles. That was ass. Was that it? It was the Treaty of Versailles, right? I still got a bone up on my World War I, World War II shit. Treaty of Versailles. Oh, yeah. And it ended the state of war between Germany. Yeah, but it basically had to bitch up Germany, so they were fucking pissed. And then Hitler was like, do you want to fucking wreck those pussies? And they're like, I'm listening, Hitler. That's the general version I've heard. No, but you get what I mean. It's like, and you're like, oh, okay. So, you know, and but this all comes with us looking at these people as legitimate. And it goes back to my earlier point, and it's why if you see someone like Bill Gates trying to control your life, point out the fact that he has titties, so the vast majority of the world looks at Bill Gates and goes, oh, he's a pussy. I'm not going to fucking fuck with that guy. You know what I mean? So that's why, you know, and it just make, you know, you realize how you have so little in the grand scheme of things. And it's not just some shit of like, that's the way it is. You're like, no, it's because we buy, there's obviously a sect of it that is the way it is. Like if I live in the Midwest and a tornado comes through and destroys my house and I get sucked up into it, that is the way it is. That's a risk. That's a risk you run of living in the fucking Midwest and not clearing out when there's a tornado warning. You know, I'm not victim blaming or anything. I'm just saying that, you know, or you live in a heavy flooding area and all your shit goes to shit because it got flooded out. That's just the way that area is. Sometimes you gotta get fucked in the ass by nature. But then you look at these like big entities and it's like, oh no, there's just a bunch like that. That's shit you can't control. But then there's also the, like, there's this other shit where you go like, oh, it doesn't need to be like this. Like if we all were able to just point out who's trying to clap our cheeks and then properly identify that and stop legitimizing who's trying to clap our cheeks. If we stop legitimizing who's trying to clap our cheeks will get less clapped. You know, it doesn't matter if we, like, gale force winds are already pretty legitimized. They fuck us up. Tornadoes, legit. Tsunamis, legit. Earthquakes, legit. But a bunch of old fucks with tits who can decide the way of the world just because they have a bunch of money, not fucking legit. So, you know, we need to undermine those who clap our cheeks. Is that the episode title? Those who clap our cheeks. I like that. How we been doing? I'm at about 53 minutes. I think that's pretty good. I think I'm all fucking talked out. It'd be a little bit of a shorter one. I know I went over last week, but you know, this was a little bit of a rant episode. I had some articles, but they weren't a lot that I was like super passionate about. So I think that was a good little old rant episode. Just a reminder. I probably pre-recorded a thing and set it up top, but just a reminder, I did start up a Rumble channel. You know, I'm sure this channel on YouTube is going to be the main channel for all my shit, but
If you guys prefer Rumble, I got a Rumble channel set up. And if you eventually, you know, eventually, if this goes the way I think it might go, I'm guessing this YouTube channel has an expiration date on it. So that's why we set up the Rumble channel. I'll put a link for it down below. Sorry if you guys hear all that bullshit. They are doing a whole lot of nonsense out there. So yeah, I'll put the link for the Rumble channel down below. That's loud as fuck. So let's get the fuck out of here. I love you all. Have a good one. Be about it. Peace.